Alrighty, folks, welcome along to another episode of the Made to Pray podcast. You're joining us on episode number 75. We're going to talk about the County Grand Lodge of Belfast's decision to keep the 12th on its original route. You're going to have to bear with me today, though, with this particular one, because I have a new piece of software that I'm trying out. So you may see me kind of looking away and stuff. Just as I try and get my head around how I use this thing effectively. So today we are going to have a look at that decision. We're going to look at, you know, maybe some of the points that are coming out. Is this a good decision? Is this a bad decision? What does this mean for the future of the 12th period? Is this the whole idea of a change in route done and dusted? And what does that also mean for the idea of the approved bonds register as well? Some of you will be knowing, like, I'm a dog with a bone with this particular issue. Unfortunately, I feel I do need to depress it a bit more. This isn't going to be a long episode, folks. I don't know, the last few episodes have been quite, you know, well over the hour mark, and it seems that maybe the half hour kind of episodes seem to work a lot better. So I'm going to do my best to try and keep these to the whole idea of a half hour. So hopefully that will keep yous more and keep yous listening and watching more. Alrighty, so unless you have been living under a rock, all right, Friday night, the news broke, I think, to the media outlets that the County Grand Lodge had withdrawn a proposal for the changing of the Belfast 12th route. Now, there's a few ways of actually looking at that. Was the proposal withdrawn, or was it just because there was no support? I think it's a bit of both there. I think they've had to withdraw the proposal because I think there was a lot of discontent within the private lodges. And as a result of that, they had to put the decision on hold, or at least the proposal had to be withdrawn at this stage. The other thing that's interesting about this as well is the way that it's being reported. Now, I know I spent most of Friday doing interviews. I'll just have to correct myself there. It was Thursday night, I think, that the news kind of broke, even though there was a few of us had known beforehand that this was going to come out. But the media outlets seemed to get it on the Thursday night. And then there was an array of interviews and scrambling to get people talking about it on the Friday. So, well, it's interesting the way that it's been reported as well. And I just want to change my scene here and have a wee look at what the way that the BBC website has kind of has looked at this. And you'll see that they've went with the whole idea of the Orange Order sticks to their traditional route. One of the things that's interesting about this, though, is the way that they're reporting it, and they're still reporting this concept that the county had come up with in terms of the proposal in regards to describing the parade as the most abysmal that on record, and attributing that to the behavior that was in Shaftesbury Square. You'll see that here in front of us, a review commissioned in the aftermath of the abysmal and unacceptable 12th of July in 2022, the order said in an internal document seen by BBC News. The organization said that the parade was probably the worst for decades, and the criticism is believed to relate to antisocial behavior and excessive drinking in Shaftesbury Square. Now, I know that having spoken to Mervyn and spoken to other people in the Orange about this, that's not what the report was saying. The report was talking about the way the parade was organized and some of the logistics in regards to the return parade in Belfast, that was abysmal, and how the gaps and stuff that appeared in the parade and trying to get the districts into the right order, people coming back at different times and stuff. We're saying that from that perspective, that was why this was probably an abysmal 12th from that record, because I know from having walked this 12th that I can't remember too many incidents having taken place that would have caused me any kind of concern. You know, I think for the whole, as I've said previously, that this particular parade actually passed off without a lot of incident. And I even felt that even at Shaftesbury Square, even though there was, as you'd expect, massive crowds there, I didn't think it was as bad as other years. And I think people stayed around the barriers a lot more, you know, and that was a welcome, you know, thing to see. But the BBC and other sources are still citing this idea that it's to do with antisocial behavior. Now, I'm not saying that we don't have an issue there, but what I am saying is that regards to the decision that was being made, what was motivating it was around logistics. And I think it obviously in the back of their mind, what they're thinking as well is if they were able to get this change of route in, that might also deal with some of the issues around the idea of what they wanted to have been trying to deal with at Shaftesbury Square for quite some time. But hey, it wouldn't be like the media to let the truth get in the way of a good story. And to be honest with you, whenever I was doing some interviews and things, you know, they really were looking for hardline sensationalist kind of views on things. And whenever they didn't get that, and especially I think I would like to think that I give a reasonably balanced approach to it, they weren't really interested in promoting that at all. I think a segment that I had recorded for Nolan wasn't used at all, and a large percentage of what I had spoken about in regards to the parade wasn't even used on Newsline and stuff either. And the only place that really kind of gave us a wee bit of space was when we did Good Morning Ulster, and they let us say a wee bit there. But even then, they were still pressing around this antisocial behaviour drinking, antisocial behaviour drinking. That's all they really wanted to focus in on, and I think there's obviously more to the whole idea of the 12th than that, and that's fair enough. I mean, that's you know, the media's prerogative, but it'd be nice to get a balanced approach every once in a while with that, you know what I mean? So what are we thinking here? Are we thinking that this is a good decision? That, you know, I mean, when you look at this as good decision, bad decision, I have to say that I think in this instance, in regards to the decision that they've made to withdraw the proposal, I think it's a good decision. I think it's the right decision for this moment in time. And I think one of the reasons behind that would be that there wasn't exactly a major collaborative process that the Orange initiated whenever they started to look at this. Now, I know lodges were sent a questionnaire, and I haven't been privy to that questionnaire, and I'm not 100% sure how in depth it was on the range of questions and stuff there. But I know that with feedback that I've got from people that it maybe wasn't as extensive as it could have been. And some members of lodges didn't actually associate it with this proposal that ended up coming out. And I think that maybe that's where some of the discontent with the private lodges came from. And, you know, and rightly so. I think if you're going to make a decision of this kind of magnitude, then you really should, you know, be talking to the wider membership of the organization and getting their opinions and collaborating with them to find a way forward. Because at the end of the day, if you just impose something on people, you know what it's like. People don't really react well to stuff just being imposed on them, including in the process. And, you know, let your ideas be heard and then let's move forward together. That's a far better way of trying to initiate change. So why do I say that it's a good decision for now? I don't think we've heard the end of this. And I'm sure if you're listening on this, you'll probably think exactly the same. I think change is coming. Change is definitely going to come to the 12th of July parade. It may not necessarily be the circuitous route that the Orange were actually looking for. I think that change is coming. I don't think that's the end of it. And I suppose what that leads us to then is, what are some of the options that are available to them if they're intent on making these changes? What can be done to try and address what might be some of the issues that are concerning the Orange there? Excuse me, I don't know what I was saying there. Concerning, oh Jesus. But let's look at this from, you know, a few perspectives. So one of the things that they had spoken about in regards to the original document was around, you know, the gaps in the parade. And I think one of the things that would help with that would be the reduction in vehicles. Now, I know that that's a major contention with the length of the 12th as it stands. But I definitely think that they contribute to some of the issues that we face there. And I know we talked about this on the last episode, you know, that, you know, if a vehicle stops and our lodge walks on or a bond walks on, then, you know, that it's easy enough for the vehicle to kind of catch up with a bond, you know, or, you know, another group of people aren't going to catch up as quickly as that. So I think they really need to think about, you know, the brakes that they have and making sure that there are enough opportunities for people to get in and get out of the vehicles and think about the health and safety aspect of that, because that's something that they do need to address. Another thing that I think it would be great for them to try and think about is to have a permanent set of marshals down at Shaftesbury Square all day. Now, for some people, they'll be going, what, really? I think if you had people there for the best part of the day, that would help with the whole idea of, you know, controlling things down there, build a better rapport with the crowd that's there, and also try and get people to kind of, you know, comply with, you know, stand behind the barriers and whatever else. Now, I get it. For the people who are going to do that stewarding role, that's their 12th. Their 12th is going to be stuck in one location. And, you know, if they're a member of the order, that's maybe not what they really want to do with their day. So the alternative then is that the orders then have to employ people to be there and do that particular role, if that was something that they would consider. I think it's definitely something worth considering, given the fact that there is a lot of, you know, talk about that in the media, etc. Maybe that's something that they could look into in regards to that. I think there is a possibility of, you know, finding maybe a win-win in regards to the idea of the route. Now, this would be my preferred option. So regardless of whatever, you know, that's worth to anybody. But for me, what I would be doing is I would keep the outward route the way it is. You know, just for an element of tradition. Because at the end of the day, you know, as we've talked about, this isn't necessarily the traditional route. The 12th route has changed numerous times over the years. And this is the most consistent route that we've had for a while, but it's by no means the traditional route as such. It is viewed that way, I get that, but, you know, we can look at it from other perspectives as well. I would keep the current outward route. Go to Eden Dairy and have your, you know, your service, do whatever, and let everybody else do what they need to do as well. That's where I would end it in regards to the 12th and its large kind of, you know, that mass parade. What I would then do after that is I would give each district the opportunity to parade in their own area in the evening. That's something they can choose to do or choose not to do. But I think that having that option may be a win-win for everybody. You might not agree with that. Let me know. But I think that would be, you know, a happy medium in terms of how things stand right now. And it will at least, you know, appease both sides. It will be one particular walk with, you know, obviously still that 5-6 mile route, and then that would be it for most people, and then you can have a shorter return period in your own area. Now, I know that for some areas that's not going to work out, and that's something that maybe each district could look at in terms of something like an event that they could put on that would, you know, satisfy the idea of a return route. I'm sure there are other options there, you know, that people could think of in regards to that. Let me know in the comments what you might think of doing. You know, what are some of the other options that may be available to the Orange? What would you like to see in regards to that? But I know that that would be my preferred thing, is do the outward route, have something in your own area on the way back. But what does that mean for the approved bond register? So given the fact that this particular, you know, proposal is at this stage is off the table, what does that mean for the approved bonds register? Now, I am looking to try and get a meeting with the county. I have a few contacts. I have a letter that's been sent off to the county in regards to asking for a meeting to kind of talk through some of the issues in relation to that. I would hope that given the fact that they're trying to put this on hold with in terms of the route decision, I would like to see them do the same with the bond register idea. I think that there is a way forward with it, but not in its current state. It needs changed. It needs to become a more collaborative document. And I think that like some of the things that we talked about on the last episode with Derek Moore, I think they really need to take that into consideration. Let's outline, you know, whose responsibility is what on the day. This isn't all down to Bonds. Issues on the parade are not all down to Bonds. There are things that are related to the Orange that could be done better. There are things that could be related to policing that could be done better. And there are obviously things from a Bond perspective that could be done better as well. But let's get together and let's talk that through. Let's have, you know, a sit down and let's see what ideas do we have? How can we work together? And how can we progress together and make it the best event that it possibly can be? So I would hope that if there is anybody from the county watching this, you know, please let's get together, let's have a chat, but let's put this proposal for a bond register on hold as well, you know. And if you're going to make wholesale changes to the 12th, let's do that all together. Let's, you know, come together, talk it through, and then put something in place for either next year or the year after, where we're addressing some of those issues that you want to tackle. But let's put it on hold for now, because I think, you know, as you need a collaborative process for the decision for the Belfast 12, I think you definitely need a collaborative process for this bonds register as well. And I'd love to see that happening. And I'm sure there's a lot of you out there who feel the same way. You know what I mean? We either it gets gone away completely, or there's something that we work together to come to an agreement and say, well, listen, let's agree to this. Let's use this as a means forward, you know, rather than, again, having something imposed on us that, you know, makes us feel like you're being punished for something that you haven't done. And I think, and it even says that in that, you know, for the majority of bonds, this doesn't apply to them. But, you know, for a small few, it's that old kind of, you know, thing of, you know, well, we're punishing, you know, everybody for the actions of some people. And, you know, no wonder there's some negative responses to this. But what do you think? Do you think the same as me? Do you think that the Orange should put the idea of the bonds register on hold? And let me know in the comments, let me know on Facebook or whatever else what you think about that. I think that probably is a wise decision. And it would be strange for them to try and push that through, even though I know that it's pretty much a done deal. But I think, you know, there's an opportunity to postpone it for at least another year, get the plans for the 12th, right? Get the plans for how we collaborate together as, you know, as lodges, bonds, etc. And then create a whole package that, you know, there's a revamp of the 12th, you know, 1 year, 2 years from now, and to really make a concerted effort to doing something absolutely amazing for the 12th and give it, you know, the kind of the prestige that the event really deserves and really lift it up a level. I think we could definitely do something if there was a more collaborative process. So folks, that's it for me for now. Next episode, I'm hoping I'm going to have a guest on, and I'm just looking to confirm who that is. I have a couple of options there, and once I have that, I'll let you know in on the social media channels what we're going to do. So for now, folks, just look after yourselves, take it easy, and I'll see you all on the next episode.